Gowist Gold said it is on target with development work at its Bradshaw Mine project, north of Timmins. The Toronto Gold Company said in a June 7 news release that it's pleased with the progress being made above and below ground with infrastructure work and through the early phases of production. 8,000 tons of ore has been stockpiled on the surface for milling at Northern Sun's Redstone Mill. Their mine contractor, Dumas, is 2 months into development work on a mine project that has endured delays and suspensions in construction over the years. Gowist said underground work is focused on an area called the East Zone where a bulk sample was once extracted. Construction of a surface raise for better ventilation is taking place with a breakthrough expected on June 21. Gowist said the upgrade will support future planned production increases. Foraco are the drillers at the site and have started the first long-hole stope drilling in the East Zone. Safety-wise, so far, so good, with 2 months incident-free since construction resumed in early April. According to GoWest's latest investor relations presentation document, the mine restart is scheduled for this year with about 26,000 ounces targeted. Production jumps to 58,000 ounces in 2024 and increases to 100,000 ounces in 2025. We are very pleased with the progress that our team and partners have been able to achieve on all fronts since we initiated the restart of Bradshaw on April 10, said Dan Gagnon, the company's president CEO in the release. In addition to the fact that we have 2 months of safe production, we are now well-staffed, we've commenced long-hole stope drilling in the East Zone, and we are advancing the ventilation upgrade and stockpiling ore on the surface. Exploration planning is also well underway, and we expect to start diamond drilling on the Bradshaw deposit expansion within the coming weeks. Gowist raised $2 million through flow-through shares with the proceeds earmarked for exploration to test parts of the property where gold has been found during previous drilling programs. The company said the latest round of diamond drilling is scheduled to start in mid-June.